Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love on the...
Hey, welcome everybody, Blog Talk Radio, all across the nation, live here at the studios in Minneapolis, Minnesota, big ups to Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Want to say big ups to everybody and welcome to our Blog Talk Radio show. We're going to be talking about leadership today and how to be a good leader and what it takes to be a good leader. So call in, our call-in number is 347-215-9262. So I want you to write it down for me on a piece of paper. So all I got to do is show it on the air so people can call in. Huda Muhammad, that's my sister. How you doing, Huda? She is on air. You can watch us also on Facebook, on VJ Smith on Facebook. And remember that call-in number is 347-215-9262. I'll be showing you that number too. I want to thank Joanne. Joanne, thank you for being setting it up and producing. Can you see that? 347, I know it's backwards.
215-9262,
that's the number. How you doing, Joanne?
I am good.
So we got Cardell going to be on the show with us today. We're going to be talking about leadership and what it takes to be a good leader.
Good morning.
Yes. How you doing, Cardell? How you
doing? All right.
Now, you've had an opportunity to have leaders in your life. Who would you say was the best leader in terms of people that you have been able to follow? I'll give an example. I had a person, Archie Givens. He was my boss. He was he's a millionaire, and he was one of my leaders. He was a good boss. He was a good leader.
He
I think he was
me.
Fair. He was really a good leader. You want to talk about any good leaders that you've had in your life?
Actually, I have two. That one of them just contacted me on Facebook, Miss Della Rose. When I was a kid, she used to take us out to, she worked for the community center, the Glenwood Lindale Community Center. She used to take us to Valley Fairs and movies and concerts. She just contacted me on Facebook, so I'm going to give her a shout out. She was definitely a role model. And
Della Rose, she did clown too. She was like a... she does face painting and all that stuff, too?
I have no idea what she got into yet.
We're
going to have to go out. She said she wanted to go out and have lunch with me, so I'm going to have to meet up with her. She worked at the Glenwood and Lindale Community Center when I was like 10, 12, 11, my younger years.
That's good.
Then I got what people won't understand is there's a guy named Jack Turner. He was in the treatment program that I was in, and he taught me how to be a man. He taught me what it meant to stand on your word. You know, and back from the hustle days, I wasn't, you know, you use your word to get what you want.
Right.
But when I got the treatment, he told me that that's not what men do. Men stand on their word. He taught me that word integrity.
Right.
So I got to give it up to him, Mr. Turner. And I'm sorry to say this, but he's in the facility at Lionel Lakes.
Okay, well, that's all right.
But
you
he gave me that word.
Good people.
He gave me he's a counselor.
Oh, he's a counselor. Okay,
he's a counselor. He's not incarcerated.
Okay.
He's a
okay.
counselor. His name is Mr. Turner is what we call him. And I just want to say, Mr. Turner, if you're watching this or you get somebody else watching this, you taught me about integrity. I never forget that. So them are the two leaders that I look up to.
Well, you know, leadership is important. And when you're a leader, you're expected to do things that other people don't want to do. I want to send big ups to my brother Art Avery, Carol. Carol, how you doing? And there's a lot of other people been on here that I didn't want to say hello to. Catherine Murphy, and then Ebony Robinson, how you doing? John Schaefer. We got a host of folks on there.
Yeah, you're going to keep going if you can.
how's everybody doing? But I think, what's the problem with black leadership? Black leadership seems to have some issues in our community. As being an African-American brother, what's the problem with black leadership?
Well, it depends on how you want to lead. If you lead in a negative way, you tend to get a lot of followers. But if you're doing something positive, people don't want to attribute to nothing positive if it's not financially helping them. They don't just want to be positive just to be positive. Some things, a leader do things, a leader lead by example. And if you leading and then things don't go your way and you give up because it's not working the way you want it to be, you're supposed to revent and come back and try something different. You don't quit. Most of our leaders quit now if it get too hard or the pressure get too much. They say, I ain't getting paid for it, or this ain't paying my bills, and they quit. That's not good leadership. You lead because you feel like there's a better purpose. You're going to lead to a better purpose, a better destination. That's why I choose to lead and not be a follower. And, I mean, I follow God, but other than that, I try to be a man of myself first.
You know, they tell me, and this is one thing I found that it really helped me out, is that a good leader is a great follower. And do you agree with that?
Of course.
Okay. And why do you agree with that?
Because to learn how to lead, you must first learn how to follow. If you don't know how to, I don't like saying take orders, but to receive orders or to receive a person's vision, how can you then project yours out to everyone else if you never watched somebody do it? To be a leader is like growing up as a child. You see your mom and your dad doing things, and you learn by emulating. And if you're not doing that, then you can't be a leader. I've been in situations where I had to follow other people my whole life, and I still do follow some people. There's a lot of people I still follow because there's a lot of people I can learn from. I'm meeting new people every day. But my difference is I don't say follow, I say learn from. I take what you're saying or what you're giving me, and I try to incorporate that in my life and my vision. And if that's following you, then that's following some of the things you do. I don't have a problem with that. But, yeah, that tends to be the problem with that.
You know, I found out that a lot of people have an issue with their faith. You know, we had a great meeting today talking about faith, and everybody has something different to say about their faith and where they were at in faith. How important is faith when it comes to being a leader?
Well, faith is very important because if you're a leader, first of all, you got to have faith in God. You must have faith in God that what you're finna do is gonna lead you and whoever's behind you, your kids, your wife, your job, whatever following you have. You got to have faith that what you believe in is gonna take them to where they need to be as well. So, and then you gotta build faith in them. They got to have faith in you and trust upon you. So faith is a big word when it comes to leadership, period, when it comes to entrusting in God. And then you got to some kind of way convince the following that you have to have faith in your vision and have faith in you as a person. That's why you got to live right, do right, and be right. Because these people that's watching, you got to have faith that what you're doing is going to bring them progress, whether it's spiritual, financially, mentally progress, whatever it needs to help them in their life. They got to have faith in you.
Well, Catherine said she's blessed, and I know you are, Catherine. And we want to thank you for being on and watching Cameron Brewer and Danisha Young. Both of y'all, how y'all doing? You know, the thing I like about the ability to lead and be a good leader is that when you're a good leader, there's some signs that people can tell about a good leader. There's some signs, and one of the things that I've tried to lead myself on is that sometimes if I'm not wrong, but the organization takes a hit, I take that hit because I believe that that's my job. You know, it may be somebody else's fault, but I've learned to take a lot of hits for other people. Like Mad Dads did this. Well, who was it? It was this person. But really it was me because maybe I didn't do the right training. I didn't do what I had to do. And so that's why I'm really so strong on how to do things and the way they got to be done, because I believe that you have to be responsible for things, how they work and how they don't work. And we learned some things about you today. I won't get on Facebook with it, but we learned some things about you and how people take stuff and how they respond to it. And we learned some things. Ebony said, my boss is a black man, and I feel he doesn't have our back as his employee, even when he knows that other people at our job is lying on us, he still sides with them. That's not a good boss.
That's not a good boss. That's not a good leader.
Every day that's not a good boss. So.
Now, hopefully you telling the full truth, because there's always two sides to every story. But if you got somebody that's not doing that, you will not be able to put your faith in them. And I'm sorry that you're going through that, Ebony. And hopefully your boss see this and realize that if your workers, if you they leader, you got to take the brunt of it. If it means you got to go in there and confront some people about your workers, that's what you have to do. That's what a leader does.
And we're talking about being transparent and honest. That number again is 347-215-9262. I want you to call in and talk about that, Ebony. Let's talk about it on the radio live. Now, I'm going to say it real slow for you. Write it down. 347-215-9262. Now, you know, there's some bad bosses out there. Everybody ain't designed to be a boss. Everybody's not designed to be in charge. There's some skill sets that I believe that you have to have in order for people to work for you. What are some of those skills?
Okay, you have to be articulate. You have to be courageous. You have to be somewhat intelligent. You have to be compassionate. You have to wear a lot of hats to be a leader, because there's a lot of people that may be looking up to you, and everybody comes with their own personality. So you got to learn how to deal with people and what they're going through in their life. And usually when somebody comes to you as their leader, they need some type of assistance. So you sometimes have to be, selfless. I have to stop thinking about myself and think about the people that's around me that's looking up to me and maybe what I'm saying or doing at that time and change some things. So you need all those qualities, yeah, at least some of those qualities, to be a decent leader, if not a great leader.
Well, Art said, some leaders want to compete with each other leaders instead of supporting each other. Man, I truly agree with that. And I think the reason why we're in the position we're in is we compete too much. We don't support each other. You know, so if you have somebody that says, I can do what you can do, I can't really do what other people do. Everybody's got their own skills. I don't think anybody wants to do what I do.
No.
100%. But I do a lot, and even my family says I do too much, and I agree because I do. But somebody can do part of what I can do.
Let me help you out. Ebony, that number is 347-215-9262. You said you ready for that number now. There it go.
Okay. Oh, you ready for it now. Thank you, Ebony. 347-215-9262. And Ebony said, I ain't lying.
I know.
She wanted to let you know.
That she was. She wasn't lying. When I say that, Ebony, I didn't mean lying in the lying sense. I mean, there's two sides to every story, and just because you stated it, that don't make it true. But if your boss is doing that to you, you definitely need to go over his head and talk to somebody else if you feel you ain't got no voice at your job, and I'm sorry you're going through that.
Now, Michelle said, VJ, there's always things in life that all of us can always be dealt with and handled in certain ways. If one doesn't work them out, it means that we got to come to find another way in order to come to a, oh, you really wrote a long way, because it's talking about see more. Oh, my God. My goodness. Okay. Wait, let me read it. In order to make change, there's not one perfect way to be a boss or a leader. It all starts with self, who we deal with, who we hang around, who we learn from, who we're taught by, and all that. Ebony said, laugh out loud. Yeah. She said, yes, it does. Ebony, just call the number, because we're tired of talking to you on Facebook. 347-215-9262. And Tyra, hey, how you doing? When you think about maybe some things about yourself even as a leader, what do you think you need to improve?
I got bad timing on schedules. My show up time be late. Mm. If y'all talking 8, my time sometimes be 8:15, 8:20. I gotta reverse that to 7:45. So I have a punctuation problem for one. That's one of my problems. And as a leader, you have to get that under control, because you got people behind you. I got a whole outreach team that need to be here on time. So I got to get that down, that punctuation time. I got to get that down. And sometimes I'm hard at receiving information in the beginning, But it takes me a second to sit and think, and then I can incorporate it in my lifestyle and keep it moving. Sometimes I got to think about it, though. I do. I'm getting older now, so I gotta understand and have my receptors open to feedback. As they used to say in treatment, you got to be open to constructive feedback.
Okay, so we're talking about being stubborn. He's going all around the room with him on this stubborn thing. And is this Ebony? Let's see if this is Ebony here. Let's see if this is Ebony with us. Ebony, is that you on the line, Ebony?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Ebony, now, Cardell. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes,
Cardell,
ma'am.
Cardell was just saying that he didn't say you was lying, but you talking about your boss. Now, your boss doesn't believe in you, doesn't have your back?
He doesn't have most of our back. He's, his boss is over him, so he got to follow the rules or whatever. But, no, it's like lies that, and they lie on you where they know they can get busted. You know what I mean? And they don't care because they can do it.
Have you documented this?
I've been to the HR and the union ever since I have. They haven't been messing with me since. But I had to do all this extra stuff, and I'm like, hey, like, for instance, one lie was, oh, what's going on with you and the security guards? I'm like, I don't know why, what's up? He was like, oh, they said you didn't follow rules this weekend. You didn't do this, you didn't do that. And then so I had to look at him. I said, oh, for real? He's like, why? I said, oh, for real? Then he was like, yeah. I said, you know why? I said, because I didn't work this weekend. I wasn't even there this weekend. They wrote up a whole email about what I did and what I didn't do. And I wasn't even on the premises.
And you weren't.
And what did your boss say about that?
Oh, you wasn't? Well, did you work Friday? I said, didn't you say the weekend? I said, did you work Friday? He said, yes. I said, okay, then, that's not the weekend. Don't make up a day for him.
So let me ask you this.
He just got it.
You've had some good leaders in your life. Let's talk about some good leaders that you've had in your life. Who were they?
I haven't had any good leaders since I've been an adult. But when I was younger, I worked at Burger King. My boss, he was really good. His name was Jock. I'll take that back. My boss, when I was doing nursing assistance, Sunny Rivers, she was a great boss. She listened to the whole story, whenever it was, and she evaluated the situation. She didn't just side with the nurses because they was nurses. She really, took into consideration of the whole thing, and she dealt with it appropriately. You know what I mean? She didn't just say, oh, because you're the nurse, you're exactly right, or they're beneath you, so I'm not going to believe them and all this stuff. So she was a great nurse, and they got a great manager, and they actually did her wrong too, but it's just, I don't know. That's about it.
Hey,
Ebony, yeah.
I got a couple more questions for you. Just hold on. Don't go nowhere. I want to talk to you a little bit more, Ebony. I'm glad you called in. I'm going to put you on hold just for a second here, but I want to come back to you. Now, here's a young lady here that's been going through some stuff. You know what she said? She has not had a good boss in her adult life. That's what it sounds like.
Well, a good boss is not – a boss don't have to be your leader now. You don't have to look for your boss to be your leader. A leader can be your uncle. A leader can be your best friend. A leader can be anybody that you look up to and you admire some of the things that they're doing in their life, and you wish to achieve some of those things or something similar to those things in their life. It doesn't have to necessarily be your boss. Now, my boss just happened to be a great leader. He make his mistakes, but if I got to lead a group of people, I would want some of the skills he got, because it takes a lot. That's all I can tell you. But, yeah, you don't have to look just for your boss. You can look for friends, family members. I mean, Travatron was a great leader. He was a personality on the radio for me. He was a great leader. He always had positive things to say when I was growing up, and I spent the time in his presence as well. And, it's multiple leaders you can look up to, not just your boss.
Yeah, so Travatron, that's my buddy. Been knowing him for years.
I've been knowing him since I was 9.
I did the what you call the love attack on the hip-hop shop. So every Saturday I'll be on this show for half an hour.
And I did the team talk.
And you did the team talk. But I wasn't
Hip-hop
there.
Shop.
I wasn't there when you were there. So, Ebony, you know, one of the things I want to say, Ebony, and I think you made a good point. One of the things I want to say, Ebony, is that sometimes we do have leaders that don't quite fit the bill to lead. Sometimes they put in positions because of who they know, not what they know. And so what kind of leader are you, Ebony? That's what I want to know. I want to find out a little bit more about you. What kind of leader are you?
I'm a great leader. I am.
Okay.
I'm a positive person. I'm always there to encourage someone. Like he said, it's always two sides to a story, so you always got to try to pull out the positive out of the negative. So I encourage people. I'm very supportive. I think I am a great leader. I talk to people. Just so happened, it's crazy that this girl that I went to middle school with, and somehow she must have been friends with somebody else I know on Facebook. So she inboxed me, was like, are you the Ebony so-and-so that went to school? Woo-woo. So I said, yeah, I think so. And then so she said she's going to dig out some pictures of us when we were younger or whatever. And so she texted me like, you was a very good friend. You were very supportive. You was always uplifting and this and that. And I'm like, whoa, from way back then, and just not even – and it's just crazy because I went to another friend of mine's mother's birthday party this Friday, and she had me crying because she was saying the same thing about me. And then today for another person that I haven't seen since middle school to say the same thing, and I didn't know that I was doing it. You know what I mean? It was just, I guess, something comes natural. So it's just, I guess, with,
well, I think that's,
whatever was still in you as a person. You know what I mean?
That's great. You listen to Blog Talk, Mad Dad's Blog Talk Live, nationwide, all over the country. We're glad to have you on. Our number, once again, to call in is 347-215-9262. We got Cordell here and Ebony on the line. If you want to call in, call in. Cordell, what do you think about what she just said?
Well, you know, everything that she said is great because I have those similar experiences in life when you meet people and they pay you homage for the way you treated them when in the past and you didn't even think about it because you was just being you. And those are qualities that do make you a great leader or potential leader. And I usually try to take that and orchestrate that in my life and my positive day. Like if somebody makes me feel that good, I try to make somebody else feel that good about them. If I run across a person who changed me, then I'll let them know the same thing because I know it made me feel that good to hear somebody say that about me. So I believe in everything she's saying, and those are good qualities to have, and I'm glad she can help people out like that. I appreciate that, sister. I hope she can come volunteer for us one day.
Yeah, I appreciate that too. Don't talk bad about us and stuff, because I see you can talk bad about a boss now.
You've been very supportive.
Yeah, you know, I want to say what's up to Carol and what'd you say, Ebony?
I said you've been very supportive to me too with my ordeal with losing my son and stuff, and you're always there, even at the last minute. Going over and beyond to do whatever we need done for my nephew, too, and my niece that was murdered here in Minnesota, that I really appreciate that. I really do.
Well, you know, one thing I learned about you, Ebony, is that you'll get there when you get there, and we ain't gonna argue when you get there, because it don't matter. You still gonna get there when you get there. This ain't 21st? No, this ain't 21st. This is right across the street.
Don't do me.
You know, one thing I noticed too, Ebony, about you and about is it your cousin?
My sister-in-law, Trina.
Yeah, your sister-in-law. Is that, you know, the effects of some mothers, you don't hear from them anymore, you know. But one thing about you too, you keep bringing it up. You keep bringing it up. You don't let it die. And a lot of times, man, when I see you post a picture of you by the pole over there where your son got killed and you're just sitting there praying and meditating, it really touches my heart. And I just wish people would come forward. They still having parties over there. They still doing stuff over there. And, you know, it won't be long before somebody else gets shot over there.
Mm-hmm. No, because, you know, another little young guy got killed, like, exactly almost a year or two when Dre Dre got killed there. And then I went over there, and all they're doing is laughing and smiling and stuff. I'm like, this is not cute. Kids is getting killed on your property. And all you can do is laugh and smile. That's not what's up at all. Like, no effect. Do y'all have something to do with it? Because I don't see how you can get enjoyment of people getting killed on your property and still enjoy, I mean, still throwing parties. You're not making that much money for these kids' life stuff getting taken.
Well, you know what? A guy told me in jail his favorite song was called No Remorse. And that's what a lot of our young people have. They don't have remorse for anything, Ebony. They don't care about anything.
No, these are grown men. These are grown men in their 50s. These are grown men in their 50s. I can understand the generation now because they don't have no kind of remorse or no kind of empathy towards life or even for themselves. But these are grown men. I don't understand it because you act like a bullet got a name on it. Like, you just know you're not going to get shot.
Right. You know, Ebony, what can you say to those mothers out there that are really struggling and really trying to deal with? We've got a mother, you know, her daughter was killed up on 21st and Lindale, and she's just so sad because her daughter was only 21. What do you say to those mothers that are struggling with losing their loved ones? What do you tell them? What do you say to them?
I tell them to keep God first, keep praying, because I'm still struggling, and it'll be 2 years in July. And I still, every day, I struggle getting up, getting out of bed, and, you know, getting back into the world and stuff. You just got to keep praying and keep praying, because that's the only thing that's going to get you through each day, each minute, actually, because it's like each second. It's like 1 second you could be cool, the next second that, you know, you back down in a slump. So you just got to keep praying, keep positive people around you, get you a support team. Luckily that my family, we're all close-knit, so that I have my support of my family and my friends, and they all, you know, surround me. Like, if I'm feeling really down, some of them just, I don't even have to say nothing. They'll just call, you know what I mean, just out the blue. Like, I don't know, they can just feel it or something, but just keep praying, just stay around positive people, keep your child's name in the press. Keep actively looking for these murderers. I want to get a group together. Because when my son got murdered, you know, I never had to host a funeral. I never had to plan a funeral. I never had to, you know, and I never thought my kid would go before me. So I never, you know, investigated into all of the stuff that goes behind a funeral and stuff. And the people were so rude. Like, they were really rude. Only person that was compassionate other than, you know, Mad Dad was Reverend Griffin, where we did the funeral at, Thomas. He was the only compassionate one. So I want to get a group together to help parents of violent deaths of their children or loved ones, to show them, like, the avenues to go to get help to, you know, this person to help you with this, or if you want to do cremation, go here. You know, just somebody that's supportive behind them, not negative. And I don't know, people just get so involved in their job that they do it every day, so it's like they don't have the compassion anymore for the work that they do, and that they just think you should know this. Oh, you should know this. Why should I know that? I never had to do a funeral before, so why should I know this step? And I think that we need that for the parents that is blindsided by your child getting murdered.
You're absolutely right. You know? I agree with that, Ebony. It's been great having you on the show. You listen to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. Big up Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and the headquarters right here. Hey, any last words for you, sir?
Like always, man, we got to live within peace, man, and strive to do something better, something different today than what you did yesterday, man. We at Mad Dad's headquarters. We signing out on Blog Radio. Let's go.
Ebony, any last words from you, honey?
No, just keep doing what you're doing and being the ear and word and voice for our community. We love it. We need you. And keep it up.
We love you too, Ebony.
M-A-D-E-A-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, you struggle, fight it serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.